To better understand the dogma of the divine maternity, there's something else we must understand first, called the hypostatic union. And this expression, this term, hypostatic union, is actually a simple concept, or relatively simple. It's a divine mystery, but a relatively simple concept. It's the union in one person of two natures. The one person is the person of Jesus Christ, the divine person of Jesus Christ. In that one person, there are united two natures, human and divine. Hypostatic is from the Greek. Hypostatic basically means a personal union. Again, in one person, two natures. These two concepts have to be understood in a philosophical sense, nature and person. Nature can be easily understood if we look at it as that concept that answers the question, what can this being do? That's a nature. What can it do? So when we ask the question, what nature does this being possess? We are asking, what can it do? So what is Christ? If we ask the question this way, inquiring about the natures, the human and the divine natures of Christ, what is Christ? Well, he is true God and true man. What can he do? Therefore, he can do all that God can do. He can know our consciences. He knows our every thought, and he exhibits that in the gospel. He can raise the dead. He can rise from the dead. He can walk on water. He can multiply bread. He can do everything that God can do. But he also, being true man, can do everything that man can do. He can be born, and he can be nursed, and he can eat and sleep and teach and suffer and die. What is Christ? True God, and he can do everything that God can do. True man, and he can do everything that man can do, because he has two natures. But person. Now, person is that concept that answers the question, well, who is it? Who is doing it? For us human beings, the what and the who coincide. Who is doing it corresponds to the nature. But don't get confused here, because in Christ, there's two natures, so the answer doesn't coincide, or doesn't overlap, I should say. So who is it? Who's doing it? Who is doing everything that man is doing? Who is doing everything that God is doing? Well, it is Jesus Christ. He is God. Who knows hearts and consciences? God. Who raises the dead? God. Who rises from the dead? God. Who walks on water? God. Who is born? God. Who suffers? Who dies? God. Who? God. Always God, because there's a unity of person there. And we can ask the question, well, of whom, therefore, is Mary the mother? Not of what? Because she's the mother not of a thing, but of a person. Of whom is Mary the mother? Of God. She is the mother of the person. She is the mother of Jesus Christ, the divine person, therefore the mother of God. So we celebrate that mystery today. And this mystery, again, in an oversimplified way, is the mystery, again, the hypostatic union, the divine and the human natures being united, the mystery of the unification, so to speak, the reconciliation, the uniting of man and God in the person of Christ, but by the working of Mary. So Jesus Christ is the mediator, but he's made to be the mediator, we can say, by the Blessed Virgin Mary. He chooses to have his divine and human nature united by the work of a mother in the womb of Mary. God and man are united by Mary, through her intercession, through her intervention, through her mediation. So this leads me now to the point of resolutions. It's actually a very providential thing that the church starts the year, January 1st, with this solemnity. And it helps us to make better resolutions and to keep our resolutions. Because we can look at resolutions in two categories. There's the natural resolutions, the natural decisions, the natural plans, and then there's the supernatural ones. The natural resolutions we can keep without prayer. The supernatural ones we can't. But let's break that down. Fidelity to a resolution basically depends on motivation. And here I'm not speaking as a psychologist, I'm just oversimplifying things, but basically it works that way. If you want to be faithful to your resolution, you need to be motivated. And motivation depends on mindfulness of purpose. Why do you have that resolution? What do you want to achieve? That's why people watch motivational videos, to have that, to see, to remember. Also to be influenced by other people's emotions. The motivational video is high energy, so it's shared by the viewer. And mindfulness of purpose depends on personal net gain or loss associated with that purpose. So if the purpose means a lot of loss or a lot of gain, it's going to have a relatively higher or lower importance. Again, so it's possible to keep natural resolutions without prayer, because we have natural inclinations, natural desires that are always stimulated by natural stimuli around us and are therefore naturally always on our mind. So think of people that resolve, make the resolution to lose weight, right? A pretty typical common one. A person can keep his resolution to lose weight by the merely natural desire to be healthy, to look attractive, to feel good about himself. That's basically always on our mind. It's fueled, actually. That desire is constantly stimulated and kept on our mind by other people's comments, by how we feel when we look in the mirror, by our feelings about ourselves. And therefore, it's constantly on our mind. All right? So that process, merely natural, that process doesn't, strictly speaking, require prayer to succeed. However, if we make supernatural resolutions, those cannot be kept without prayer. And hopefully all of you have some supernatural resolution for 2023, some desire, some specific purpose, some specific step that you hope is going to bring you closer to God in 2023. But that resolution basically will not work unless it is backed up by prayer. Why not? Because motivation to a supernatural end depends on grace, and there is no grace without prayer. Mindfulness of supernatural purpose depends also on prayer. There's no prayer, there's no mindfulness of that supernatural purpose. Seeing the importance of purpose, the net gain, the net loss, also depends on prayer. The capacity to carry it out, being beyond our strength, beyond the capacity of nature, also depends on prayer. We need to ask for that help. We cannot create these opportunities by ourselves. Supernatural opportunities to fulfill our purpose are only the fruit of prayer. So, what's the point here? what's the takeaway of this reflection? First, hopefully, again, all of you have a desire and a concrete resolution on how to come closer to God in 2023. But making these resolutions without resolving to pray more is basically going to fail. So the number one resolution should be to bring the resolution itself to prayer every day of the coming year. To pray about the resolution every day of 2023. And specifically to bring that resolution to our Blessed Lady. She is the mediatrix of all graces. Again, in her womb, God and man are united. In her womb, God and man meet. In her womb, man is transformed, so to speak, divinized. And if we examine ourselves, in our past experience, it's difficult to keep our resolutions. And why is it difficult? Because we frequently make these resolutions relying on our own strength and not resolving or forgetting that we need to actually pray to be faithful to these resolutions. How can we possibly be holy without grace? And how can we obtain grace without prayer? We cannot. So again, the number one resolution should be to pray about the resolution every single day, so as to persevere in it, as to be faithful to it, and succeed in it. And the Holy Rosary is an easy way to be united to our Blessed Lady, to ask her for grace. Paraphrasing St. Louis de Montfort, who was a great champion of the Holy Rosary, paraphrasing him and encouraging you to pray the rosary every day, either, if you already pray it, keep praying it, pray it better, maybe add another rosary, but also bring your resolution into the Holy Rosary itself. Connect the two. Your resolve to do something and your utter dependence on grace to be successful. St. Louis de Montfort says again, paraphrasing, if you say the rosary every day, you can be sure that despite the gravity of your sins, you will receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are now lukewarm and lacking in fervor, or worse still, even if you are still struggling with mortal sin, on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, or are bound by addictions and bad habits that you've had for years and years, sooner or later, you will be set free, amend your life, and save your soul if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death, for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins. So in this 2023, whatever your resolution, the underlying resolution should be to bring the resolution itself to daily prayer, especially to our Blessed Lady, especially by means of the daily Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.